Welcome back, Smart RVers, and in Staying on the Road today, we're going to have an interview with Garth from Power Service. They make diesel fuel additives, so if you have a diesel motorhome or a diesel truck towing your trailer, this podcast is for you. And in enjoying the RV life, we're going to talk about you seeking advice from full-time RVers, how to learn faster, avoid mistakes, and traveling smarter. And in money-saving tips, 7 quick tips so you can save some of that hard-earned cash. And in the next stop, winter bird migration safari is going to be our topic of discussion. One more thing to do in the winter months when it's not so friendly traveling to some of the places you maybe normally like to. And in RV Envy, well, we're not going to have one today because of the Power Service interview, but it will be back. Hey everybody, this is Eric Stark with the Smart RVer Podcast, your trusted source for tips and insights to embrace the RV lifestyle without worries. Let's talk everything RV, and today is episode 190, so let's jump into this and see what we got cooking here. So we have a great show today, a lot of good information, some things you're really going to like the diesel fuel additives. Man, what a difference those things make. Absolute must-have product if you have a diesel engine in one of your vehicles. Not even a tow vehicle, not even a motorhome. If you have a diesel engine in your possession, you need this product. So as always, there's a lot of good stuff to talk about. As always, there's a lot of things changing in the RV industry. So hopefully we can help you keep in tune with your RV and your traveling and how to keep that bad boy running smoothly, problem-free, and keeping you on the road so you can build those memories with your family, friends, and fellow RVers. Now, just as a reminder, Wholesale RV Extended Warranties is the company we recommend if you're looking for an extended RV warranty. Whether you're buying a new or used RV and you want that extended warranty because you want the peace of mind, well, check out Wholesale Warranties. There'll be a link to them in the description of this podcast. All right, everybody, and also share and subscribe to the podcast, whether it's on the podcast channel of your choice, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or on all of them, or if it's on YouTube. Share it and subscribe and tell everybody what you think. Leave those comments. And if you got a comment for me, you can use the Contact Us page at thesmartrver.com. Or you can call me 406-961-8688. Glad to talk to you. Now let's get into enjoying the RV life. So this is all about seeking advice from full-time RVers and how you can learn faster and avoid mistakes and travel smarter. Why is that? Because full-time RVers have the experience. They've been on the road traveling for months or years, maybe a lifetime. So they've experienced a whole lot of things that maybe you haven't experienced yet. And maybe you're thinking about getting into full-time RVing, or maybe you just want to know how to RV smarter. So full-timers can have a lot of good advice for you. So a lot of what they do is real-world tested. The world becomes their laboratory. So they've wintered, they've summered, they've boondocked, they've broken down. They've been in all these different zip codes. And what you can do by talking to them is compress your learning curve. You talk to the folks who live this lifestyle, and that's the way you're going to learn more. But you got to get the conversation started. You can't just pretend or hope that this is going to happen. So if you meet a full-timer and you're trying to get some information from them, now you have to be specific. You can't beat around the bush. You can't say my RV. You got to tell them what you have. You know, I've got a 28-foot travel trailer. You know, it's a tandem axle, 2 slide outs. It's made by Sohn, so that might not matter to them. But this is what I do. And I normally go out for 3 or 4 days at a time, and I'm thinking about solar. And I don't know if I want to get a roof-mounted solar system or if I want to get a portable suitcase system. You know, can you help me make that, not necessarily make the decision, can you help me determine what the trade-offs would be? What are the pros and cons to roof mount versus a suitcase option? So they're going to help you with that. They might say, well, you know, we've tried them both, and here's what we found. Now, it doesn't mean that that's exactly what you have to do, but we're going to get into what you're going to do with that information in just a moment. Rather than like trying to get all this information at one time, you're gonna gradually weed it out of them, you know? Ask them what they've tried. Don't just ask them what the best is. What have you tried? When you bought your suitcase solar system, what brand did you buy? Did you have a good experience with that brand? Did you have a good experience with the other brand that you put on your roof? Ask them the pros and cons. Then they're going to give you those types of answers that are going to help you make a decision, not just what's the best. Because in their mind, the best might be the one they bought, but it doesn't mean that it's the best. So it gives you information to work with, to digest, to make notes of, and okay, I got a little homework to do here, but I can handle this. Following their advice, you know, you're asking for help, so don't sit there arguing with them. You know, you don't want to have a battle over this stuff. You're asking for their advice. You know, sometimes it's just about brainstorming, throwing ideas out. Maybe they don't have as much experience with solar as you'd like, but they're throwing some things out that help you make that decision. So collect the data. Look at it that way. It's a brainstorming session where you're collecting the data, and now you're going to sort through that, and you're going to refine it, maybe talking to some other people, and you're going to put all this together and make a decision. Now, other full-time RVers, you know, maybe you're going to talk to them about tire pressure monitoring systems. Maybe you're going to talk to them about voltage readings that you get when you're checking your batteries. You know, sometimes giving them the data, like this is the brand of tire pressure monitoring system I use. It's the TST brand. Or when I've checked my voltage, here's some pictures. I took them of this little graph I drew to give you an idea. How does this look? Anything that's going to help them help you is going to be beneficial. In fact, some of this data you keep is for your benefit as well, like knowing the brands and models of stuff you keep. Now, they might not know every model, but they might know the brand, like a Dometic refrigerator. They're not going to know all the model numbers. You wouldn't expect them to. But they might say, you know what? I've had Dometics. I've had Norcolds. Love them both. Dometic repair parts seem to be a little bit more expensive than Norcold, but Norcolds maybe for me broke down a little bit more. I'm not saying Norcolds do, but that's just what you might get from them. So now you're building this conversation maybe with one, two, or three, or four full-timers. It just depends on who you know, where you're at. But save all the information. Even if they give you information that's not necessarily what you're going to use today, don't throw it away. Save it. Write it down in a journal. Write it wherever you keep your notes. Keep track of it. It doesn't have to be real in-depth, but things that are going to jog your memory. You know, full-time RVers have tried a lot of things. And it doesn't mean what they've tried is what's going to work for you. But it might give you an idea of a direction to go. So keep all the notes. Don't throw it away. And you know, for some simple things or some quick win questions you could ask them, I guess you could say. So you ask the full-timer, so what broke on your RV last month? What problem did you have and how did you fix it? See, last month, that's in their mind. If they're a full-timer, that's not that long ago, and maybe something broke, maybe something didn't. So you see, now you're building up some questions here. What broke the last time or last month? How did you fix it? Where did you get the parts? What parts did you use? Did you happen to take a picture of any of this? Or you could ask them a simple question like, if you had a $500 bill and you wanted to spend it on reliability tomorrow, where would you spend it? Are you going to spend it on tires, transmission, water pump, new refrigerator? Where would you spend that money? Would you buy some spare parts? Would you upgrade something? Would you replace something you already have and go in a different direction with it? Maybe it's surge protection for the power line. So you ask them these questions, and all of a sudden they're going to throw out some answers for you. And then you could even ask them another question. So after, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years of your RV all set up, what things did you stop carrying? How come? Did it save you weight, or you just decided you weren't using enough, decided you wouldn't need it in the future? Was it one of those things you wanted to carry in your RV? So what did you stop carrying? These are great questions to ask full-timers. See, they're very specific. You're asking for their input. They're not so general that you could just get this answer that goes on forever and leads you down a rabbit hole and there's nothing at the end. Now, where do you find these full-timers at? Where do you guys find these pros at, these ones that are going to ask your questions? Well, they're going to be in campgrounds. You might find them in an RV store. You know, you go into an RV store and you got people talking. Maybe a guy's talking to the parts guy behind the counter. You're listening to that conversation because you're waiting, you know, to talk to the parts guy. And you see, hey, this guy really sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Maybe you can ask him, hey, you know, you got a minute? I want to ask you a couple questions. You seem like you know what you're talking about. You can go to online groups. You know, if you're part of an online community, you can go there. You can ask for some direction. But remember, not everything you get is going to be what you want. So take it with a grain of salt. So do these things. Write down your RV and the constraints you're having or the problems you're facing and keep them in your journal or your apps note, whatever you're using. Draw up some questions in your journal. Have them ready for you. So you're in your apps note. Have them ready in your mind so if you do run across somebody, you can talk to them. And if you talk to, let's say, two or three different full-time RVers, compare their answers to the same question. See what you get. And it's not like you're trying to rule out one, oh, this guy's crazy, you know. It's just comparing. It's taking this information and doing something with it. And like I said, record everything you've learned. Make sure you write it down. And even things you don't use, write it down if it makes sense. You know, something like, hey, that really doesn't fit my situation now, but in the future it might. Then you can just grab that note and run away with it and solve a problem possibly. And full-time RVers, they're going to want to share information with you. They're not going to hold this back like it's some sacred secret that no one can know. They're going to want to talk. They like sharing what they've done. And full-timers, man, they come up with some good stuff. Or even RVers that are very experienced. They've been doing it for years. They're well-seasoned. They're going to be able to help you out with maybe some things that you haven't been able to find answers to, a solution you're trying to find that may be a little bit unique. I'm sure they've come across it. And don't discount any ideas just because they're not what you need today. Save them. A lot of these ideas will pay off down the road. And when they pay off, you'll be glad you wrote it down. So if you find some RVers, full-time RVers, or if you're seeking them out, ask these questions. Be prepared for it. Make sure you got it in your apps. An apps note on your phone or your device is so good because your phone's generally with you everywhere you go to make things really easier. And whatever you do, keep track of it all. All right, guys, so that's going to bring us now to money-saving tips. Oh, by the way, we'll have more information on staying on the road with your full-time RV, enjoying the RV life. It's going to be on the smartrver.com under the menu, enjoying the RV life. So there'll be a full article there, much more information what I just covered. Now, the money-saving tips, they'll be on the website as well. So we got seven tips here, and each of these are designed to help you save some money. And they might be a little unique to you. You might think, that don't really work. But hey, we just talked about that, writing it down, right? Well, these will be on the website, so it'll be there. You just got to be able to find it down the road. The newer the articles are, the easier they are to find, that's for sure. Tip number one, using your water heater. You know, rather than just let it run all day long, so we're talking about, you know, you're out camping, whether you're full-timing, off-grid, whatever it might be, turn it on 30 to 45 minutes before you're going to take a shower. You might not need it during the day at all because you're not running any hot water. You know, maybe a little bit to wash your hands, but not enough to where it's a big deal. You know, you can live without it is what I'm getting to. So if you turn on the water heater just before you take showers, which is generally when you really want it the most, or if you're going to do dishes and you want that hot water, turn it on 30 to 45 minutes beforehand. That water's nice and hot, and that way it's not running all day. The water heater's not using propane or electricity or both if you're running it both ways. One simple tip. Number two, standardize your water filters. If you can, if you go to the 10-inch canisters for all your water filter needs, then you got one type of filter you need. And it's easier to stock. You can buy them in bigger packages, a 2-pack, 3-pack type of thing, and save a little bit of money there. See, all these things add up, and actually it makes life easier. And even propane, maybe you're in an RV park or in an area where there's several RVers and you're all kind of on the same, I don't know, propane filling routine. You know, if you take a bunch of tanks to the propane company, they might give you a better price because you're buying more propane. You'd have to check locally, but if you brought four or five tanks in versus just your one, you might save a few bucks. Like I said, you have to check with the propane company and see if they work that way. Now, tip number four, when you're buying battery-powered, battery-operated devices, flashlights, maybe a portable radio, remote controls, try to buy ones that only use a couple different batteries so you don't have to have five or six different types of batteries. So if you can narrow it down to like double A's and triple A batteries, then those are easier to keep in your RV, keep on hand, even at home, you know, rather than having six different types of batteries. That's going to save you money, save you storage, especially when you get into those triple A's and double A's. And a lot of LED flashlights work very well off the triple A's or even double A's, your remote controls. So just keep that in mind. You know, it's not a hard, fast rule, but it will make it easier. Two batteries, and a lot easier to keep track of, right? And now, number five, if you're dumping stuff into your gray water tank, maybe things into the kitchen sink, you might have one of them little wire baskets that just sit right in the drain. Well, underneath that wire basket, you can put a paper filter or a paper towel, acting as a filter. Then when you pour stuff in there, nothing's going to get through other than water. So the food scraps, little nasty things that kind of create smell, odor, harder to flush out of the tank, won't be going into the tank. A simple little thing. It's not something you have to leave in the sink all day, just maybe when you're doing dishes, doing cleanup, throw that paper towel in there. And if you don't have a little wire drain or a little mesh strainer, maybe get one. Or just a paper towel work too. Just don't let it go down the drain, all right? And number six, putting shade over your windows when you're in a hot area. Now, this wasn't planned. This is just a list that we developed. But SunPro Manufacturing makes sunshade covers for RV windows, for all the windows, windshields, side windows, everything you want. So if you go to sunpromfg.com, you can see what I'm talking about. And we sell a lot of them, and they work very well, 90% material, but I'm not saying you have to do that. You might be able to put something on the inside of the window to keep the sun out, but on the outside, they work so much better. The reflective stuff is okay, but a lot of times it's just reflecting the heat right back into the glass. It's not the best solution. It helps, but not the best. So that'll keep the RV cooler, the air conditioner is running less, refrigerator's running less, so you're going to save a few bucks on power or propane. Now, when you're thinking about upgrading some things or buying a solar system, doing something where in the future you might be adding to it, think about buying something that's modular, if you will, where you can add to it. Like solar can be very modular. You can buy a solar panel, a lithium battery, get yourself started. And then down the road, if you buy the right charge controller, you can add another solar panel and another and a couple batteries, three batteries, four batteries, and the charge controller can handle it. So think about upgrades in that way. If I do this upgrade today, will I have to throw away this stuff? If I want to do an upgrade down the road, try to avoid that. So that'll save you some cash. And, you know, to get you started, just pick one or two things off this list and see how it works out. Just try it. Maybe do a battery audit. See how many different types of batteries you have. Maybe you don't have a lot of different ones. You know, look at the filter system, dumping stuff down your drain. So just check it out. Try a few things. Maybe keep a list someplace in the RV, you know, where you can check it. Hey, are we doing this? Are we doing that? You know your RV. You know your family's habits, where waste is, where it isn't, and how you can improve. It might not buy your RV, pay cash, you know, it's not going to pay it off or anything, but it's going to add some extra money into every trip that you do. So the full article for this will be on the website, thesmartrver.com, under money saving tips. Now that brings us to staying on the road. And this is the interview with Power Service. So let's jump into that. All right. So now we have Garth from Power Service, and he's going to be talking with us today about the diesel injector and DPF flush, brand new or a fairly new product from Power Service. So Garth, how are you doing today? And welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. And I'm excited to be able to educate your listeners into our brand new product. You mentioned it, new product, just launched it a couple months ago, and we're building up awareness of it, what it does, what its application is for, and how it fits into our family of product. I'm anxious to kind of go through these questions that you have, and hopefully we can educate your listeners to what we're trying to do here.
All right, very good. And an education will be, because I get educated every time I talk to you, so it's great. A lot of learning here with this diesel stuff. So let me just jump right into it then, Garth. So what problem does the new diesel injector and DPF flush actually solve for everyday diesel owners or RV owners?
So we're looking at, you know, when we make products, we want to make it for, like what you mentioned, every diesel. In this podcast, we're particularly talking to the RV, group. Maybe some of these RVers own other diesel equipment. Maybe they own, a lot of the RVers that I've run into have trucking companies or farms or whatever application they're doing for a living that's allowed them to get to the point where they can go out and enjoy their RV. And so a lot of the stuff that we educate on the over the road use, farm use, things like that, translate over to what we're dealing with their RVs. And so, it comes down to you ask a lot of these diesel engines. So what do we do as a user to ensure that they operate the way they're needing to and truly understand what's going on with diesels and why there's products like our Power Service product line to carry and help these customers succeed and have, trouble-free operation, whether they're in their RV or whether they're in their over-the-road truck or tractor or any type of equipment they have at home. And so one of the biggest things that we've been dealing with over the past several years is the emissions guidelines that the government puts onto diesel engines with high-pressure common rail engines, DPF filters, regen, people that are using diesel exhaust fluid in their equipment. Maybe they have a long history of using diesel engines, but they don't have a long history in dealing with these emission systems and some of the challenges they face. And so some have voiced their concerns, some have been voiced their frustrations, quite honestly, with the modern common rail emission style diesel engines. And so what we've always done is like, here, your everyday treatment can help with these problems. For some of these customers that are not treating every day or not really aware, there was a need for it, a kind of a instant use, instant result type of product. And that's where our diesel injector and DPF flush came to be. And it fit very well within our family of products that I mentioned before. We have products that do it, keep injectors clean and help with combustion process if you use every time you fill up. But a lot of customers aren't doing that. They start thinking about needing an additive once they start having a problem. And so in the society that we live in today, we know that everybody wants instant results, right away. And so what we did is put our heads together and figured out a product that actually will provide instantaneous results to clean an injection system, clean a DPF filter, and really address some of these main concerns that people are having and issues that they're having with the modern diesel engine.
All right, very good. So you mentioned some things there. This will work on all diesels, semis, doesn't matter, farm equipment. It's designed for everything, which that itself is pretty amazing. That's kind of a manufacturing miracle, I would say, because it works in such a broad range. You brought out a good point, how today people like to have instant results, instant satisfaction or gratification. For your RV owner, what difference can they expect to have after using the product for the first time?
Through our testing, and so we're one of these companies, and we don't come out with products just for the sake of coming out with products. We try to fill a need, like I mentioned on the last question, was we want to fill a need of an issue that a customer or a consumer of our products or diesel fuel in general is having. And so this is our first brand new product in over 20 years. And so in this, we spent probably close to 2 years testing to make sure that the marketing claims that we put on our bottles, our literature, our advertising is backed up by what the customers. And first thing that they're going to see is a smoother running engine because it's instantly cleaning the injectors. If you get all six injectors on a balanced where they're all injecting the same amount of fuel in their cycle, the engine runs smoother, makes more power, makes it more efficient diesel engine. So the first thing people notice is my engine's quieter, smoother running, what happened? Well, it cleaned the carbon deposits or other deposits off those injectors. And so now we've got a balanced fuel system where all injectors are singing in harmony, if you will. That's allowed these engines to smooth out. The other thing that they notice is better power. Well, better power comes because the better injection event, the more atomized that fuel is, it allows those combustion chambers to burn 100% of the fuel that's in that combustion chamber, which it makes more power. And then lastly, you know, I'd say is the distance that they're going to travel between those engines going into regen cycles. And so that's one of the things, a lot of these, you know, light duty, you know, and I say light duty from the pickups to the smaller RVs, there's not a gauge saying, hey, my truck's in a regen. There's tells it smells hot. It's maybe idled up a little bit. Things are changing and it's in a regen cycle, but you don't know how many miles you've traveled between. And so in the testing, we utilize these Banks iDash devices that go on the dash, and it tells me how many minutes and how many miles I've traveled since my truck went through the last regen. And before I started this, I was about 282 miles that I was getting between regens. I treated it one tank full and I noticed everything, you know, from the power, acceleration, and all that. But beyond that, the Banks iDash told me that I now, after a flush through the system, I was traveled 444 miles since my last regen. I nearly doubled the distance that I was able to travel between regens. And that's significant because when it goes through a regen cycle, you burn a lot of fuel. Your fuel economy goes down significantly because it's injecting diesel along with the diesel exhaust fluid into this particulate filter to burn the carbon off of that DPF filter. So there's a lot of benefits that we've been able to prove over the testing, from the smallest diesel engine you can imagine to the largest diesel engine that you can imagine and everything in between. So an RVer, whether it's a big diesel pusher or a smaller, you know, with a 6.7 power stroke, you know, 6.7 Cummins in an RV, they're going to see the same benefits.
Yeah. So you brought up some great information there, and especially about how it's instant gratification. I mean, people are seeing results right away. That's what you're experienced. And I experienced the same thing where it was immediate. And, you know, I bought some of the product. I gave it to some people I know, some friends. They tried it out and they had the same experience. They weren't paid to say that. I just gave them free product and they reported back. I wanted honest results, and that's what you gave me. And I found the same thing with my tractor, that there was a change in how it performed. It was a little bit quieter, just a tad bit, but it was still quieter. And that was just after, you know, a half an hour running it. So that was great. So that's instant results. So you're going to see something right away. Normally when you put something in your fuel tank, it's thousands of miles maybe before you see results. Where here, it's right away. So that's nice. A lot of RVers are hesitant to try new fuel additives, put different products in their tanks. So what makes your product trustworthy?
Well, the biggest thing that I like to, you know, explain to customers, because we get that question a lot. You know, when I go into a store, there's an aisle full of additives, and there's a reputation of sorts that we're trying to always, or a stigma of, well, you know, the snake oils or whatever this is. And so there's a lot of hesitation by a consumer. And what I always explain to end users, to some of our distributors, you know, when people say, why should I choose Power Service? Why should I, you know, trust what you guys are doing? And my simple answer is, this is all we do. We only do diesel fuel additives. We've been doing this for nearly 70 years. We manufacture, we blend, we package, we distribute every product, every part number, every size, every bottle that we manufacture comes out of our manufacturing plant in Weatherford, Texas. So our employees at Power Service touch our products from the inception through the testing and development to the packaging and shipping side of the business. And so we don't just go out there and throw products. We're not relying upon a third party to do our testing. We're not relying upon a third party to package our products and the quality control on that side of it. We do everything in-house. So nothing leaves our door unless we've blended it, we've manufactured it, and we've tested it and vetted that the customer is going to see the results that we're claiming. And I think this product with the advent of social media, podcast opportunities, you know, all the stuff that we have at our disposal today, it's really been a testament to get the instant feedback where, you know, 20 years ago when we launched our last new product, we didn't have any of that. And so it was kind of like we would eventually hear about the results a customer was seeing. We're getting instant feedback from our social media posts, from podcast interviews we do, the content, the comments that are made after the videos posted on, say, a YouTube channel, the customer feedback resoundingly. We were at SEMA 2 weeks ago, I guess, talking with a lot of end user customers that had tried the product. Everything that we're reading is about customers saying exactly what you said with your friends. I saw these results. I saw this happen. I had a customer yesterday email me saying their experience with the product was very, even beyond what we had seen, because they were using it in a way that we hadn't even considered trying at this point or recommending. And those are some of those things that we're really seeing the positive benefits. And so I think the message to the listeners would be Power Service is touching the product from the beginning to the end, and the testing is done in-house. And so when we're making marketing claims, we're generally maybe understating those claims, maybe in some cases significantly, because we want to make something that everybody sees a benefit from, that we don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. We'd rather underpromise and overdeliver for sure, you know, on every one of our products.
Right. You know, you might have some good points there too, because a lot of products today, people make them, they don't even know where they're made, what country they're made in. And we trust that type of stuff when it's not even really trustworthy. But yet you have a product that, like you said, it's made in your factory from end to end. So that's very cool. And it works. And the feedback you're getting out in the field says that it works and it's trustworthy. So now, how often should someone use the diesel injector and DPF flush? Is it weekly, monthly, every tank of fuel? What would that be?
Well, the way it fits into our family of products, like I mentioned before, is, you know, our recommendation is monthly or as needed. And the or as needed is depending upon how many miles somebody's traveling. If somebody's putting, you know, in an RV, maybe they're making a trip and going to park somewhere. They're not burning that many gallons of fuel through their engine. But hey, monthly is a great time for that user to use the product. Whereas an over-the-road truck fleet that's putting thousands and thousands of miles on weekly, well, they may need to use it a little bit more frequently depending on their driving applications or hauling applications. Every type of diesel consumer is going to utilize it differently. So our recommendation as a minimum once a month, you know, if you're putting thousands of miles on, maybe it's twice a month that you got to go use this product. And I say that because we do, as it fits into our family of products, we have our product, our Diesel Clean Plus Cetane Boost, our silver bottle that customers recognize out there. That's designed to be used every time they fuel up. It's an injector cleaner, cetane boost, and a lubricator for their diesel engine to take care of their everyday uses and compensating what diesel doesn't have that they're buying at the pumps across the country. That's more of your everyday, every fill up type product. Whereas in diesel injector and DPF flush is really truly made for that customer that maybe is experiencing issues, or being honest, that they're not doing the everyday treatment like they should be doing to truly take care of their diesel engine. And now they want an instant fix to solve some of the problems that they're facing. And that's where that our new product really fits into that type of customer.
Okay, very good. So yeah, and once you use it and you get the results, you're going to want to keep using it. You're going to realize you're not just pouring money down the drain, as some might say, or, you know, pouring something in the tank that doesn't yield results. So very good. So we got a product that works. Could this be considered as a one tank solution? I mean, you've described it a little bit different, but I want to ask that question just for clarity.
Yeah, that's how we kind of talk about it, as a one tank in-tank solution for your injector and DPF issues. And so one of the things that we really wanted to make sure was the not only the rapid results that a customer is going to see, but ease of use is key. In all of our products, you'll notice the shape of our bottle, like the bottle you're holding, the bottles I have in the background have the long neck on them. That long neck is built in to be essentially a funnel that's attached to the bottle to get it easily into the diesel tank without spillage or trying to get past these fill necks that don't have a cap on them anymore, that you just right. have a flap that you're trying to penetrate. These bottles are specifically designed for ease of use. So my daughter that was driving her diesel Grand Cherokee, she would pop the cap, pull the seal, and put it into the tank and not have to go find a funnel or go through an extra step. It was ease of use. And so not only do we want to make it easy to get into the fuel tank, but we also want to see instant results for those customers that are using our products.
You know, that long neck on here, you know, it makes sense. You know, I have gas engines in most of my vehicles, and you don't make gas engine products, but I do use something for my fuel inject to keep the fuel injectors clean. And it doesn't have a long neck like this. It's a bottle and you're kind of pouring it. You got to be careful, you know, it'll back up because you can't just shove it down the tank. So that makes it simple, simplicity, you know, and that's thinking it through. Yeah, you guys do a great job with that type of stuff because it does make a difference. Now, how is this DPF flush, or I guess extend the life of the system, the diesel engine, the DPF system? I guess that's really the question.
Yeah, you know, the way they operate is, you know, they get to a certain pressure differential in a DPF filter. On a class 7-8 truck or large industrial equipment, those DPF filters are flange mounted where they're removable. You can take them out, go through a cleaning process, put them back onto the trucks. Even those are still going through a regen cycles and dealing with some of the issues in between those. Lighter duty or medium duty RVs, they're going to have a welded in system that's a not serviceable system. They're not removable. You know, in that case, there's a certain lifespan that they're going to have. And what shortens that lifespan, many diesel techs have told me, the more often that that system goes through a regen, the lower reduction of life expectancy is going to be for that diesel particulate filter because it's a ceramic compound that's inside there. So as it gets extreme heat, it goes through the more cycles. There's a certain shelf life, you know, life expectancy for that DPF filter. What we're doing is by reducing the frequency of regens long term, we're going to extend the life expectancy of those DPF filters. And so the consumer can get true mileage, true time out of that DPF system rather than having to go to shop and having costly repairs or replacements, you know, performed. It cost them thousands of dollars to have a new system put on.
You know, and talking to our customers with diesel engines, I'm becoming more aware of it. Like I said, I don't own a diesel engine other than my tractor. You know, I've had them in the past, but not currently. Starting to really realize it and talking to you, how little people are told when they buy either a diesel truck or an RV with a diesel engine in it, they're left out of the loop on maintenance and what they really should be doing. And then they do face those expensive repairs when they shouldn't be. Thank you for bringing that out, how, you know, it does extend the life of those systems and definitely puts off some expensive repairs because none of this stuff's cheap anymore. All right. So now maybe not the $1 million question, but the $100,000 question, where can this product be purchased? Where can the Power Service line of products be purchased?
As we're getting this launched, and thanks for asking that question, because that is a question that we're getting quite often from customers. They're hearing about it. They're seeing it on their social media feeds. They're watching these podcasts. And now they want to go get it. It's a process in order to get it at every retailer like our other products are. They can walk into any automotive retailer, virtually any farm store in the country, and buy our products. This diesel injector and DPF flush, being that it's, you know, probably 2 months out right now that we've been pushing this, we are getting it in farm stores. Farm stores are early adopters, and there's some great partners that we work with throughout the country. They're always looking to us as a primary vendor for them to be able to get our products on the shelf. So we appreciate that. Right now, the easiest thing probably for the consumers is we have our website that says our products, where to buy. We've got one specifically showing for diesel injector and DPF flush. It's on Amazon. It's on Walmart.com. So there's a variety of other retailers that are do online sales that are listed. If they Google this new product out there, they'll be able to find retailers. Of course, Amazon and Walmart, they're going to ship right to their door. You know, where you're at in Montana, we've got it in farm stores. We've got a variety of farm stores that are coming online that already have it. Best thing to do is look at our website. If they've got a question in a particular area, they can call our 1-800 number here in Weatherford, Texas, and we can guide them to a retailer that's in their local region where they can go find the product.
All right, awesome. So yeah, it's pretty available. Murdoch's has it, like here in Montana. They're in other states too. AutoZone has it. So I've seen it around. And you know, this bottle is under $15 in the places where I've seen it. So that's pretty good. So it's pretty inexpensive to use as well. Now you guys have tested this product extensively. You said 2 years, I think a little bit longer. What kind of feedback? Is there some specific experience that stands out in your mind? Feedback from someone who's tried the product, maybe with a pickup truck or an RV?
Yeah, there's been kind of a couple instances. And one of the things that I was just had a customer that was having some significant issues in their combustion chamber itself, in their, you know, this was a construction account, some Caterpillar equipment, and they were having some massive issues. And they were getting to the point where they were having to remove cylinder heads off of these dozers that they're operating in order to clean the carbon buildup that they were having. So this customer took it upon themselves to go ahead and dump some of this product straight into their, top their fuel filter off with the product and put the rest into the tank, spun the filter on. It fixed the problem. I just got an email yesterday about what their procedure was. And now they're no longer pulling the cylinder heads off this equipment. And they're saying within an hour of runtime, it's running the way it's supposed to. No error codes, no issues. It's fixed their problem. And so there's been significant results like that. One of our chemical haulers that hauls, was our primary carrier that hauls from Houston to our Weatherford, Texas plant, same route, same load each and every day. He saw a significant increase in his fuel economy. His regens, again, you know, it doubled the distance between his regen cycles, and his truck keeps track of that. And so he saw in a class 7 and 8 truck, he saw over a 10% increase in fuel economy. And for him, he's an owner operator. That was a huge increase in savings on fuel. And so that was all stuff that we're hearing from end users. It's all stuff that validates the testing that we've done. We love to say, we tested this, but then there's hesitation for somebody saying, well, of course, Power Service tested and they saw these results. But we're getting right. This feedback that backs up, like I mentioned earlier, from our end users that have nothing to do with Power Service other than their willingness to go try our product and say, hey, let me see if it works for my application. And resoundingly, the results are, yes, it does.
Yeah, those results from other people, the testing, that's what really counts, because we know you guys are just going to lie about it. No, I'm just kidding. But those results, I mean, that's what pays off. That's what the whole point is. And especially like that Caterpillar, now it's a big engine. Taking a head off, that's not a $50 repair, you know? Exactly. And it's a lot of time, too. So long, when that Caterpillar is sitting, it's losing money. So that's a great example. And, you know, don't be fooled, for those who are listening, that it's a big engine. Well, it's going to work in the smaller engines too, in your pickup trucks and your RVs as well. A lot of RVers or truck owners, they're going to already use Diesel Clean or another Power Service product. So how will this flush fit into their routine of already using a product?
You know, what I the simplest thing is, like I say, if you're using Diesel Clean, thank you. You know, it's appreciated. It's acknowledged that what it's doing for your engine. What I always kind of refer to is using Diesel Clean is very similar to brushing your teeth. It's the daily routine. It's a daily maintenance that you're taking care of your teeth and your mouth. But everybody goes to the dentist, hopefully twice a year, at least a minimum of once a year, for a deep clean, a polishing, a deep cleanse of the teeth, a good, to do more than what brushing your teeth daily, twice a day, can do for you. And so that's where Diesel Injector and DPF Flush, it's the dentist of our products. It's the deep clean that you cannot achieve on a daily routine of your own. So Diesel Clean does a great job maintaining. But like I mentioned before, a lot of the customers that we talk about that are having the biggest issues are ones that will admit finally by like, I use it. I put Diesel Clean in once a month. I forget. Or a lot of guys, you know, and I know we can all appreciate this, will blame their wife. Well, my wife was driving a truck and she didn't treat it. We know that's not the case, but that's what they're going to find that scapegoat where they just flat out didn't do it and they got neglectful on it. And now they need something that's going to be an immediate fix for some of their oversight in what they didn't do. And that's where Diesel Injector and DPF Flush can be used to fix that and get it to a point where they're now back to a point where they can just maintain it with Diesel Clean and then utilize that product. In your area where a customer's, you know, in a cold climates, are using our anti-gel, our diesel fuel, you know, supplement product for anti-gel chemistries. Diesel injector and DPF flush is a year-round product. It doesn't matter if it's cold or warm out. It can complement the benefits of those other products. And so that's where it really fits into our family of products.
That's good to know. So it fits right in. Can't blame it on your wife. You got to use the product, right?
Exactly. So,
now, if you could just offer one piece of advice to a diesel owner who's looking to really get the life, the most life they can get out of their engine and performance, what would it be?
Take the maintenance matters into your own hands. It's the biggest thing. I think that consumers out there think diesel is, if they're going to a particular station, that it, hey, well, you know, this brand has a branded gasoline. They're doing nothing for their diesel fuel at those cases. Diesel fuel across the country is an unbranded product. You can go to a branded station, you are not getting that brand of diesel fuel. Diesel's diesel across the country. And so the consumers need to understand that during the winter months, I need to put my own anti-gel chemistry into it. During the non-winter months, I need to put my own performance improver into it. A product like diesel injector and DPF flush can help fix quickly the issues that they're going to face by this basically regular diesel fuel that's out there available in the market. So we reiterate to the customers, diesel's different and you have to maintain. You paid a premium to buy a diesel engine into your truck or RV or whatever application you have it in. It's up to you to take care of it.
All right. Very good. So that's good advice. Take it into your own hands. You can't rely on other people to help you with this or even direct you. The dealerships aren't because they want to make money off the repairs, you know? But yeah, it's great advice. If you own a diesel engine, you need to be using the Power Service diesel cleaner, fuel injector flush and the DPF flush and their other line of products. They have great products. I kind of wish I owned another diesel right now. Kind of want to go buy a truck to try it out. That's a little over the top. So Garth, I really appreciate you coming by and sharing this information with our listeners. I know they can appreciate it too, because a lot of them own diesel engines or diesel trucks, diesel RVs. So I'm sure they'll find some great value in this. So again, I want to thank you again for coming by and sharing this invaluable information.
Well, I appreciate having me on and, to talk about our products, educate customers. Customers can always go to our website. We have great information on there. It's educational videos that we've put on about kind of how this all of our products work within the fuel, where to find our products, like we mentioned before, and just general information pieces that can really help educate the consumers of what they need to be doing to take matters into their own hands and take care of their engines.
Everybody knows how much I push customer service and a phone number you can call, and you guys fit that bill. You offer customer service today, which is so hard to find. So we want to thank you for that as well. All right, Garth, so we're going to have to stop here. So I appreciate you coming by, and hopefully we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, so that was a great interview, great products, Power Service. We'll have more information about them in the description of this podcast on our website. The questions we asked, we'll have those on the website too, just in case you want to have those questions. Great questions. Such a nice interview and great product. So I highly recommend you checking it out. Power Service, their diesel fuel injector and DPF cleaner and the other products they have. And get in the routine of using these things. So that brings us to the next stop. And we're going to talk about winter bird migrations and this little miniature safari. And we're going to go to Bosque del Apache, and that's in New Mexico, and Arañas, Texas. And these places will be on the website so you can see the names. I might not be saying them exactly correctly, probably not, but they'll be there, and you'll be able to identify the names and the places. Easy Google search, and you'll find them. So when you're talking about these bird migrations that are much more exciting than maybe it sounds, because you're actually seeing birds doing stuff. It's not waiting in some bushes like maybe on a TV show where you got a pair of binoculars, you know, you're looking there all day long trying to find a bird, you know, some bird that hasn't been seen in 38 years or 100 years or 1,000 years, but you know it's out there. None of that nonsense, okay? Oops, I don't want to say nonsense. You know, some people probably really like doing that. But we want some activity. We want some action. We're RVers. We're on the go. We want to have some fun here and keep moving. This is one of these things where you're going to have to get up early. You know, you're going to have your cup of coffee, your thermos, get out there ready to go. There's going to be, you know, moisture coming out of your breath. If you're near a pond, it's going to look like a mirror. And then all of a sudden, these snow geese are going to just fly out of nowhere. Or maybe you're going to see some sandhill cranes come out of the bushes in some groups. You're going to see these things. And now, like in Bosque del Apache in New Mexico, these liftoffs really take off, you know, when these birds are flying and coming and going late November through January. And sunrise and sunset are the sweet spot. So you don't want to be out there all day at sunrise and sunsets. Very worthwhile to see. Some of the images of this are just absolutely stunning. And if you're a camera guy, camera buff, bring your camera. You know what lenses to bring, telephoto probably, and get some pictures. And if you're not into cameras, you probably got a phone with a camera. Take some pictures. Be ready. Learn how to use the camera if you're not familiar with it. These can be some stunning pictures that even the most amateur, horrible photographer could probably get some great pictures. And at least you have pictures to prove you've been there, if not anything else. If you need an alibi for that day, hey, this is where I was at, officer. You can prove it, okay? And with our modern internet and AI, you might need more alibis these days than you ever thought possible. Now let's go southeast to Texas, and there's some bays and marshes near Arañas National Wildlife Refuge or in the refuge. So you're going to find whooping cranes that are wintering there. They're going to be tall, white, and they're just totally graceful. And these birds are well worth the trip. And then there's the Rockport Fulton or Arañas Pass. Either drive through these refuges is going to show you all sorts of stuff. And I believe you can even take a boat tour there. So there's all sorts of options to check out these birds. And so these birds are really most visible in midwinter, but it'll actually run into early spring, the late part of the window there. But if you get there midwinter, you're going to see more activity. And now if you need a place to base camp in your RV, at Bosque del Apache, there are some places there. And then, of course, in Arañas, Texas, there are some there as well. So that's not an issue. And you can look this stuff up as well. Now bring a good camera. Be ready to take some pictures. You might have two or three lenses. And don't forget the thermos shot. You know, you got the thermos out there. Maybe someone else holding the camera or you're holding your own phone. Thermos is there. You got this beautiful backdrop. Take a picture of that. It'd be great. It'll look really cool. Then you'll look like a professional photographer. Respect the birds. Don't go startling these birds, making their lives miserable. You're in their territory. Enjoy it. They're protected animals, or some of them are. Give them the space they deserve. Don't ruin this. And don't push the birds for a reaction. Start throwing rocks at them or something to get them to fly away. That's not what you want to do. Just stand back, watch them, let them do their thing. And that should be wherever you go to wildlife to watch it. Just let the animals do their thing. Okay, so this is a real simple trip. You know, you can go to New Mexico on day one, day two. You can travel, take a little bit of a break. Day three, you're in Texas. Very simple. And there's some things you can package, bring with you, be prepared. And all that list is going to be on our website. I'm not going to go through everything, but a camera's a must have. You definitely have to have a camera and maybe even a tripod, a monopod, whatever works for you, whatever your cameraing necessities are. All right. So now that would normally bring us into RV Envy. But we had the interview, so we've dedicated that time to that. So really what this does now is it brings us to the end of the podcast or the end of the show today. So hey, everybody, I want to thank you for stopping by, listening, and I hope you enjoyed it today. Everything we talked about is on the website under its category, whether it's enjoying the RV life, the next stop, staying on the road, RV Envy, money saving tips. So I want to ask you again to please share the podcast, whether it's the podcast app that you're using, subscribe to it, like it, leave comments, positive comments. If you got something negative to say, let me know. I want to hear good, bad, or the ugly, whatever it might be. But share it with your family and friends and fellow RVers. And if you're running some full-time RVers, let them know about the podcast. They're always trying to get more information. And podcasts are easy to listen to, even YouTube videos. You can just let them run, listen to it. You don't have to watch it. You can just listen to the audio. Super simple to do. The next week or next 2 weeks, we'll have episode number 192. So we're getting close to that 200 mark. So we're excited about that. So thanks again for listening, watching, and sharing. So this is Eric Stark with the Smart RVer Podcast, your go-to guide for smarter RVing and unforgettable adventures on the open road.